Chapter 28. 20 years old was Ahaz when he began to reign, and for 16 years he reigned in Jerusalem. And he did not do what was right in Jehovah's eyes, like David his forefather. But he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and even molten statues he made of the Baals. And he himself made sacrificial smoke in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and proceeded to burn up his sons in the fire, according to the detestable things of the nations that Jehovah had driven out from before the sons of Israel. And he regularly sacrificed and made sacrificial smoke on the high places, and upon the hills, and under every sort of luxuriant tree. Consequently Jehovah his God gave him into the hand of the king of Syria, so that they struck him and carried off from him a great number of captives, and brought them to Damascus. And also into the hand of the king of Israel he was given, so that he struck him with a great slaughter. Accordingly Pekah, the son of Remaliah, killed in Judah 120,000 in one day, all valiant men, because of their leaving Jehovah the God of their forefathers. Further Zichri, a mighty man of Ephraim, killed Maaseiah, the son of the king, and Azricam, the leader of the household, and Elkanah, the one next to the king. Moreover, the sons of Israel took 200,000 of their brothers captive, women, sons, and daughters, and also a great deal of spoil they took from them as plunder, after which they brought the spoil to Samaria. And there happened to be a prophet of Jehovah there, whose name was Oded. So he went out before the army that was coming to Samaria and said to them, "Look, it was because of the rage of Jehovah the God of your forefathers against Judah that he gave them into your hand, so that you did a killing among them with a raging that has reached clear to the heavens. And now the sons of Judah and of Jerusalem you are thinking of reducing to men servants and maid servants for yourselves. Nevertheless, are there not with you yourselves cases of guilt against Jehovah your God? And now listen to me, and return the captives that you have captured from your brothers, for Jehovah's burning anger is against you." At that, certain men of the heads of the sons of Ephraim, Azariah, the son of Jehohanan, Berechiah, the son of Meshilamoth, and Jehizkiah, the son of Shalom, and Amasa, the son of Hadlai, rose up against those coming in from the military campaign, and they said to them, "You must not bring in the captives here, for it will result in guilt against Jehovah on our part. You are thinking of adding to our sins and to our guilt, for abundant is the guilt we have, and there is burning anger against Israel." Accordingly the armed men left the captives and the plunder before the princes and all the congregation. Then the men that were designated by their names rose up and took hold of the captives, and all their naked ones they clothed from the spoil. So they clothed them, and furnished them with sandals, and fed them, and gave them drink, and greased them. Furthermore, in the case of any one tottering, they gave them transportation on the asses, and brought them to Jericho, the city of palm trees, beside their brothers. After that, they returned to Samaria. At that time, King Ahaz sent to the kings of Assyria for them to help him. And once again the Edomites themselves came in and went striking down Judah, and carrying off captives. As for the Philistines, they made a raid upon the cities of the Shephelah and the Negeb of Judah, and got to capture Beth Shemesh and Aijalon and Gederoth and Soko and its dependent towns, and Timnah and its dependent towns, and Gimzo and its dependent towns. And they took up dwelling there. For Jehovah humbled Judah on account of Ahaz the king of Israel, because he let unrestraint grow in Judah, and there was an acting with great unfaithfulness toward Jehovah. Eventually, Tilgath-Pilneser, the king of Assyria, came against him, and caused him distress, and did not strengthen him. For Ahaz stripped the house of Jehovah, and the house of the king, and of the princes, and thus made a gift to the king of Assyria. But he was of no assistance to him. However, at the time that he was causing him distress, he acted unfaithfully still more toward Jehovah, that is, King Ahaz did. And he began to sacrifice to the gods of Damascus that were striking him, and he went on to say, "Because the gods of the kings of Syria are helping them, to them I shall sacrifice, that they may help me." And they themselves became to him a cause for making him and all Israel stumble. Furthermore, Ahaz gathered together the utensils of the house of the true God, and cut to pieces the utensils of the house of the true God, and closed the doors of the house of Jehovah, and made altars for himself at every corner in Jerusalem. And in all cities, even the cities of Judah, he made high places for making sacrificial smoke to other gods, so that he offended Jehovah the God of his forefathers. As for the rest of his affairs and all his ways, the first and the last, there they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and of Israel. Finally, Ahaz lay down with his forefathers, and they buried him in the city, in Jerusalem, for they did not bring him into the burial places of the kings of Israel. And Hezekiah his son began to reign in place of him.